Okay, today is Monday, June 3rd, 2019. And I don't know why, but it's 8.08 p.m. that we're beginning tonight, which for me seems significant for some reason, in a good way. So my name is Debbie Moran. For those who don't know me, I think you guys all know me. And anybody want to state an intention for tonight? Or kind of give an update?
Well, I put mine out on the website. I can state my intention again for the call.
You put it on the website?
I put it on the Facebook page.
Oh, did you put it on the New Moon Session group or the New Moon Session event?
I have no idea at this point. Probably the group.
I'm going to just let you state it. Go for it. Go for it.
I'm wanting to become very clear about what I'm offering and to whom. So that I can be received with the greatest amount of. Greatest amount.
Either somebody else has got some stuff going on, or you do. I can't hear you. Go ahead again. Try that again.
Hold on a second. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so I wanted to state my intent to become very clear on what I'm offering, to whom, for the greatest amount of sensual joy, ecstasy, spiritual growth, and financial stability.
Okay.
That about covers it. Something like that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, I'll mute myself now so I don't get in anybody else's way.
Well, I think I muted somebody else because of... So, anybody else? Okay. What happened? Okay, so let's all just take a moment. We did this in the beginning of the call because we were getting a slow start. But it feels like it's interesting because before I was coming into the call, I was walking around like I was pacing, like this animal pacing, like there was this, like, confusion and anxiety about, like, what is going on? Why am I pacing? And so I feel like that was some of the energy I was feeling coming into this call. I don't know where it was coming from, but I imagine it was some of us, all of us, don't know. Global, who knows? But all I know is it was very, very present. So, and it feels like there's still that. When I'm speaking right now, I'm feeling like this challenge to breathe, actually. It feels like almost holding my breath and afraid to breathe to the point of I can't get a full breath. So let's take an opportunity to breathe together, okay? So feel free to sigh at the end of your breath. Okay. That helped clear, but there's still an anxious quality coming through. So I'm just going to be with that for a moment and see what needs to be done. It feels like I'm going to be with it for a moment, and I am, but the words just keep coming. It feels like this is like in the back thoughts. So it feels like old anxious thoughts. I'm holding the back of my head. It's not identifying any specific brain part, just the brain, and definitely back thoughts, and almost a block in the, so it's like the past has created a block to the present. And part of that dynamic is many of us are still living and recreating what we know in the past and also imagining the future, but it's skipping the in-between space. It's skipping the in-between space, which is actually the true space, the now. So it's really, we need to do a clearing. And everybody breathe with me and tap yourselves, please, head, heart, belly, or whatever feels right for you. But it feels like right now, I feel like I'm just kind of going behind everyone and just pulling out cords and threads and stories and traumas and dramas from the past. And somewhere there's a cat that's engaged with me. It's like I actually see this cat clawing its way through the tangles and pulling out the cords and the threads. It's really quite beautiful. Who knows, might be Kelso. I don't think Kelso's on the line, but I think Kelso is present in the session. And not just Kelso, it feels like very much cat energy. So cats are very much psychic guardians. So it feels like that is coming through, and no, it's not Halloween, but that is coming through in terms of just opening up the portals of our consciousness, clearing the congestion in the thought streams that we have, and opening up pathways to reveal a new perspective of the past, to integrate the past, to assimilate, sort, assimilate, let go of what no longer serves, and breathe in and take in and receive what is nourishment, what is the wisdom from those past experiences without the minutiae of the detail and the perception of the moment, because those moments were clouded by our emotional processes, by our thought processes, by belief systems. So it's like cleaning up those pathways for everybody. It's working in with time in a way that gives respect to timelines without acknowledging they're truly real. They're just part of our reality and the way that we view our world, which is now showing me this kind of spiraling, circulating energy. And it's not necessarily a circle, it's a circulating energy, and it's kind of a spiraling energy. And it's working with, there is a concept that the brain operates like a gyroscope. And when it's operating healthily, this is just the head brain, we're going to get to the other brains. When it's operating healthily, this gyroscope is constantly in motion, constantly working, constantly in process and balancing continually. So it's a constant state of movement, creative processing, whether it's creative processing in our physical reality or creative processing in our thought processes. But it's working with that movement, that gyroscopic energy, to bring a balance, but a balance that is ever able to move and navigate and function in the moment while paying attention to the subtle nuances of the senses. So I feel like also now we're peeling away some congestion in the senses. Specifically right now in the sense of smell and the sense of sight. And what I'm hearing is we've been too outward focused in our sight. And our soul and spirit is saying, insight, inner guidance. So it's kind of readjusting the gyroscope of our mind and our navigation systems and bringing them inward in a way that aligns us to the information we are constantly being bombarded with. And we are constantly being bombarded with information coming from the outer world, but we're also constantly being nudged or just reminded of information. Actually, we're being bombarded with information from inside too. And it's really saying, okay, it's time to bring this to a state of ease. This bombardment feels like a clash of the inner and outer worlds, almost like they come together and just shatter and come together and shatter. So it's like a lot of noise, a lot of conflict. And so what we want to do is adjust our thought processes, adjust the streams of consciousness so that we are able to perceive what's going on in the world around us. And yet we're always in touch with the information we're being guided with from within. And there's some more clearing we need to do around that, because a lot of us are doing well or doing our best to listen to our inner guidance, but we're listening to our inner guidance from our linear perspective thinking, from our historical perspective thinking. And so we need to open up the pathways to allow a comfort with the discomfort of what's new and the unknown. Not only a comfort, but more of a thrill, an excitement, not from an anxious. That's part of the anxiety that I was feeling at the beginning of the call. The anxiety was just that clash of that content being bombarded with the senses from the external world and the bombardment of the information coming through our internal world. And so it felt a bit like planets exploding or clashing with one another. And the moon's kind of laughing with that, actually. And so what we need to do right now is clear the pathways, correct the streams of consciousness so we can differentiate without separating our souls and our hearts and our spirits and our bodies. But we can differentiate where the information is coming from, and we can allow new pathways to be formed and aligned within us in such a way that we are able to step forward without understanding that what we're stepping into with the wisdom from the past, so we don't step in front of a moving truck or we don't walk off a cliff. But in a way, I'm being showed an image from the old Indiana Jones movies where he stepped and the step was not available to his vision until he took the step. And that's what I'm hearing in terms of there is a sense of faith, not in the old religious context, but a sense of faith of the inner guidance and your connection to it, and that you are no less or no more than anyone else. We are all connected to it, and yet the information is coming through each of us differently, uniquely designed for our geometry, for our molecular atomic structure. And so allowing it to show up differently and trusting that it's showing up right for you. That is making me choke for some reason. It's like choking on concepts. Concepts, concepts, concepts. It feels like, ugh, want to just, excuse the expression, just want to vomit the concepts out and move forward with a clean, clear channel, being a clean, clear channel for ourselves. And by being a clear and clean channel for ourselves, we are being a clean, clear channel for the world around us. So Jackie brought up the water. So water is coming through. That was part I just needed to take a drink. But water is coming through. Our waters are dirty, I hear. I know our waters are dirty here in Florida. And I know I feel them elsewhere. But what I'm being called to do is to ask for a shift in consciousness in me and in each of you and all of us, where we shift our consciousness so that we acknowledge and we don't shut off our connection and feelings with the elements and the abuse that it is being experienced. What we do is we shift our consciousness so that we shift ourselves into a dimension where that is no longer a reality. Where what is a reality is we have shifted enough that we no longer need to see the abuse in the external world around us, because we are recognizing the grace and beauty of all life. And we are relishing and celebrating and revering the different vibrations, the different frequencies, the different hues, the different colors, the different spectrums of light, the different ways of being. And none of it's threatening anymore. None of it's threatening anymore. There becomes a shift in our consciousness so great that the world around us shifts with us. Not because we're trying to force it, but because we bring it so alive through our own listening and through our own insight and through our own information and inner guidance that that's all it can be on the outside, a reflection of that clarity, a reflection of that grace, a reflection of that beauty, a reflection of that kindness and compassion, and a letting go of the harshness. The harshness of judgments, the harshness of hate. And the only way that we can let go of the harshness of judgments and hate is to acknowledge our own position in them right now. And that is turning into the gyroscope again, which I kind of love, because it's really kind of shuffling around these concepts and these ideas in such a way that, it's going to bring something new. It's moving things in such a vibration that it can no longer maintain its grasp, its position. It's a bit like in body talk, when we remove entities or matrices, what we do is we disconnect them from that place that they have housed. And what that means is when we disconnect those attitudes, those habits, those dysfunctional patterns from our consciousness, then they no longer have a stronghold to hold on to. They no longer have a place where they can inhabit and wreak havoc in our consciousness. Breathe that in, everyone. And I feel like at least now we can get a full breath. Breath. So I see the elements coming in. The element of air, the element of the lungs and our respiratory system, as well as our skin, which is part of our respiratory system. So the element of air is asking us to be with our thoughts without identifying with them. Just like we see clouds pass in the sky, and we imagine that there's something. Play with that. Allow it to play in your consciousness. But don't solidify it unless your heart and soul and spirit, unless your whole being says, that's it. That's it. I can see clearly now. Yeah, that song just went through my head. It's really about tapping into that pure essence of open spaciousness and allowing the element of air to breathe through us, through you, through me, through us, in such a way that it cleans out the pores of our skin, and it cleans out the walls of our cells, and it cleans out the pathways of our systems to make space for new. Because up to this point, we've all been craving new, but we've not made space for it. We have thought we've made space for it, but we haven't. To make space for new, we need to just leave space be. That's beautiful. And something that's been showing up for me big time today over the last couple of days is karma, sins of the past. We've been talking about that for a long time, but what's been revealed to me is the way it's been, the way the past has been continually regurgitated in our world, and it's like an inheritance of humanity. So it's like we all have things we've inherited from our ancestry, and those ancestry things we've inherited, they have become our ancestors' legacy, not because that's what they wanted, but because that's the understanding of the confusion of our evolution at this point in time, up to this point in time, the confusion of our evolution in all of the aspects of our being. So in clearing the pathways and the channels of the past, what I see is just going back through our lineage, through the beginning of time and creation. It's a bit like family constellations, but it's also like the elements just saying, no, let's just blow it back. Let's send it back to where it came from, and then let's allow that to evolve into a new understanding, a new revelation, a new remembrance. Seems contrary to say remembrance, but that is the word. It's a remembrance of who we are at our essential core, who we are at our essence. It's not to negate our stories or our history or any of that. It is simply to put it into a new perspective, a new level of understanding and awareness, so that we can move forward without feeling shackled by the past or tripped up by the past or blocked or held back or chained by the past. The past can now be received as a gift and a blessing in the evolution of humanity, where each of us is here in this time and space, in this reality, purposefully to be part of that evolution. We are that evolution. The bridges have been built. It's now time to cross them. Well, and actually, time to cross them. And I just heard something today that just really surprised me, because it's like I heard, burn the bridges and let them light your way. So we've all heard, don't burn your bridges. But I'm hearing now, burn your bridges and let them light your way. You don't need to traverse that terrain anymore. Nice. Wow. So it just is another metaphor for opening up new pathways, moving from the now, in the now, in the only thing there is, which is the now, which we imagine as the future, but it is the now. So it's allowing the now to have time and space as its partners, as its associates, in a way that allows us to be new as we know we are, to be aligned, to step out of the extremes of the polarities and dualities and play in the arena, in the nuances between. It's like tapping into, the Buddhists talk about the middle way, and that's exactly what it is, the opposite of the extremes, the dogma. But even the middle way is a linear line. It's really tapping into the abundance, the beauty, the glory of all that's in between those dualities. So instead of going seesaw and leaning toward one way or the other, it's about playing in between and allowing ourselves to go off course from our previous perspective, to meander, to allow ourselves to meander in the creative world where our thoughts are actual thoughts rather than regurgitated memories. Beautiful. We're linking now to the spleen, and I see that part of that is a lymphatic drainage, so that we're actually allowing this clearing and this cleansing on multi aspects of our being. In other words, tapping into the lymphatic drainage in our physical realm, our emotional realm, our mental, our spiritual, our energetic, our souls. Allowing the structures that we inhabit or that we shine through to be informed of new structures without the old paradigm of what that means. Doesn't mean fighting against aging. Doesn't mean fighting against disease. It means tapping into the reality of our being in such a way that there's no fight anymore, because there's nothing to fight against. We are suddenly the essence of creation and flowing in and out of the rhythms of the cycles of our lives. Without fighting the cycles of the prescribed life that has been up to this point. Phew. Nice. So going back to the chest and the breath, still seems to be some restriction here in the chest, in the heart, in the throat. These chakras. Not only these chakras, these structures. Again, the geometry. So I'm feeling sacred geometry coming in to bring about. I love this. So we're working with the Merkaba of everyone, but in such a way where it is allowed to become new. And we can't know what that is, because if we did, it wouldn't be new. So it really is the Merkaba of our physical structure is being cleared as well, is being newly structured, newly designed. For lack of a better word, it feels like a new material, new vibration, new frequency. There's more luminescence, more light. Beauty. More luminescence, more light. A bit like tapping into the light bodies of our being, which doesn't mean harshness and falling apart of our physical bodies in their current state. It means aligning with the ability to tap into the ease and grace of that transformation, that transmutation of becoming the light bodies. And walking somehow in a lighter vibrational frequency, almost like I see, like where our feet are firmly planted on the ground, but they're almost like, it's like gravity is working different with us. Gravity and its counterforce are working different with us as this evolution occurs, so that there's, doesn't feel so heavy or constricted anymore. Oh, very lovely. Very lovely. Breathing is better. The heart feels a little displaced again, working with the geometry there of the heart, Taurus, and the field of the heart field emanating, increasing its range, its velocity, increasing the heart field's range and velocity. Very nice. To tap into Sorry, I just got a message from Pete that was flashing on my screen as we were doing that. And he's with us in spirit. So, heart, range of motion. I guess that's why I got his message. Increasing in velocity and range and vibrational frequency. Very nice. What I feel is like this radiance just spilling out amongst ourselves and each other and spilling out into the world, not spilling out in terms of losing our energy, but spilling out in terms of radiating, much like the heart that I use for this. It's like radiating out into the world to light up the world around us. Beautiful. I see another structure spiraling down. Into the earth. It's a structure that is, again, a cleansing structure. It really is most of the earth. What I'm hearing is the earth is being cleansed of a lot of what we just talked about, our old constructive thinking, which has been destructive and seeing so much destruction. So it's helping to, again, it's that radiant light of the heart Taurus, the heart field going out into the earth, not just through humanity, but into the earth, through the earth, and through the cosmos, actually. It's like a quantum wave going through the cosmos, realigning the gyroscope of the cosmos. Whoa, okay. Which is really in us. Now I'm feeling the jaws Jaws, TMJ. For some reason, Jaws, I mean, I have my headset on, but I don't think that's it. It's the Jaws and the ears. Earlier we were working on the senses and mostly the sense of smell and sight. Now we seem to be working on the sense of taste and our ability to taste the sweetness and all of the flavors of life, as well as our ability to speak them and our ability to hear them. So it's shifting those filters, shifting those senses in such a way as fine-tuning, removing the blockages. It's like taking big chunks of cotton or earwax out of our ears. And out of our mouths. It's a funny image. Not very comfortable, but a funny image of like cotton-stuffed mouths and ears. So it's like pulling that out and moving that out so that we can easily tap into our heart and soul and spirit's knowing and speak our truth. Yes, that's beautiful. So it's lightening up the ability to hear and speak our truth, and hear and speak and sense. It's really working with the senses to be with ourselves and our own intuitive guidance and be with another without blocking. In other words, it doesn't matter what is said. When these filters are in alignment, it doesn't matter what is said. It matters how you receive it and whether you can sense it in its true form rather than the perhaps wounded projection you may often see coming at you. So when we are clear, then that happens less and less. And even when it does happen, it again has nothing to stick on or fight against, because instead of creating clashes, conflicts, battles, it creates connection, compassion, awareness, and it diffuses any need to fight. Any need to fight. That's now taking me down into the diaphragm and the solar plexus, and actually now I'm kind of like in the around the navel and the diaphragm. So it's including the solar plexus, the navel, and the sexual chakra. There is stagnation there. There is, I was going to say congestion, stagnation there. There is, again, we need to do a cleansing. So we're going to go into this area and we're going to do a Sidri around this area, which is basically a program to initiate repair. And it's really, again, diaphragm to intestine to get that those emotional, those stagnant emotions, those emotions that we never thoroughly allowed or processed, that we stuffed and swallowed and chewed on but never digested. We need to get them out of our bodies in such a way that we need to synthesize and process them. And they're now stuck. Yep, stuck. Stuck in the tissue. So that's why we're doing a program here to help do a repair and allow them to be processed, again, assimilated, synthesized, and then discernment, discerned in terms of receiving what we needed from it, again, the wisdom, and letting go of the toxicity that has been created by the stagnation in our physical bodies. This is also working with the metabolism, cellular metabolism, and the geometry, and the restructuring of the body in such a way to allow the flow of the past to flow, to go, so that the flow in the moment, in the now, is allowed. That's beautiful. Because what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing is it's not that people don't want it, it's just that we don't know how, so we continually reproduce the same things over and over and over again, thinking that we are creating something new when we are just creating something old again. And now it's time to allow ourselves to be created anew and then see what gets created anew through us. Beautiful. We're going to add in body talk language reciprocals. So it's like connecting all of the points in the body, which then connects all of the points in between. It's like rewiring the body in a way where it communicates more effectively, and it's going to be this recursive ongoing program that's going to go on from now till the next new moon to keep continually realigning us, rebooting us, resetting us, realigning us, rebooting us till everything can come to this place of acceptance. Of curiosity, of awareness, of, wow, what's being revealed now? You know, the Bible verses have been showing up with me a lot, and all from like the Neville Goddard perspective of consciousness. And I will say we are in the time of revelations, but the revelations are the inner revelations. They are the revelations of who we are, truly. And yes, it feels destructive, it feels chaotic, because who we think and thought we were was so deeply ingrained, it was clinging on for its life. So it's time for that to shift. And we are in a place of this acceptance, of this shift. And I see, again, this constant spiraling light coming down through all of us to continually open up our pathways, to continually reestablish our navigation systems, to continually set us upright in a way that we are able to listen and be and express through that listening. We are able to discern a voice from the past, recognize it, accept it, and set it free, and move forward with a new level of assurance, a new level of assurance that we are never lost except in our own minds. That we are never left behind except in our own minds. And we are never disconnected or powerless except in our own minds. So it's harmonizing that consciousness and bringing all aspects of our being, including the mind, into a creative process where we can tap into freedom of expression. And assurance that even if we feel like we've stepped off our path, we never have. We've just been trying to orchestrate it instead of allowing ourselves to be orchestrated. Nice. So it's like bringing our source, our consciousness, that conductor back online to bring us back into a harmony with our life, our living, our being, our expression, our joy, and the glory of life, to bring the celebration of the glory of life and allow that celebration to be so full and so all-encompassing and so exuberant. There's no room for the noise of war anymore. I'm feeling in to see if there's anything more. And what I feel is there is simply that expression of what I just mentioned, what just came through. That inner being is being primed and is becoming so vibrant that no matter how much external noise we hear or we experience, it basically just lights it up, and as it lights it up, it's as if that was just the shadow of the light. And we can just let it be and revel in the lightness of our being. Okay, that is it.
Thank you, Debbie.
You are very welcome. We'll stop the recording now, and we can stay in silence for as long as anybody wants to stay on.